Kentucky, U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell. Someone from Indiana? Yeah! Well, thank you very much. With a rousing welcome like that, I know that I'm not in New York City. But thank you very much, and let me just tell you, Mitch McConnell is one of the very best United States senators we have. A great senator. You're outstanding, Terry Johnson, the tremendous work that he does. And let me just begin by paying special tribute to Sergeant Ralph Orms. I want to tell you about Sergeant Orms. He is both the Louisville DARE supervisor and the National Secretary of the Fraternal Order of Police. Now, over the last several years, Sergeant Orms has been quite helpful to President Bush in pushing Congress to pass the meaningful crime legislation. Sergeant, on behalf of the President, thank you for your efforts and diligence, and thank you for trying to make our streets and cities safer. Thank you. Now, as you well know, the President and I are strong supporters of this country's law enforcement officials, those who work so hard and do so much for domestic peace and security. You are the ones who protect our neighborhoods, our families, and our property. Without you, America would not be safe for democracy and for peace and for security. Recently, I met with both the National Sheriff's Association and the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge in Little Rock, Arkansas. And I want to tell you how much respect and admiration that they have for DARE. Thanks to your efforts, over 20 million children have been equipped to resist the evil of drugs. And because of you, countless lives have been saved. You have made a difference. And now, we're all here today for the same reasons. We're here because we're committed to a drug-free America. An America with safer streets, safer schools, and stronger communities. And we're here because we know that the ultimate weapon in the fight against drug and alcohol abuse is the commitment to values. Values like faith, hard work, integrity, and personal responsibility. I want to thank you for joining me in the crusade for family values. Believe me, we can and we will make a difference. Listen to the speeches last night. They talked about values. Well, you and I know we don't have to take a poll to understand the importance of values. Not only do we talk about values, we practice values because we know the importance of values to the American family and to our great nation. Thank you for your commitment. And believe me, though some of my critics say, don't talk about values, I will never, never back down from talking about the importance of values in America. Of course, we understand that there are negative forces that weaken our youth and destroy our society by gnawing at the very roots of our system of values. These negative forces include drug pushers, criminals, and those that glamorize crime and drug abuse. And unfortunately, we've got even some major American corporations contributing to the problem. Take, for example, the work of the rapper Ice-T. I am sure you're all familiar by now with Ice-T's record distributed by Time Warner, which says that it's okay to kill cops. Time Warner's defense is that this is free speech and it is constitutional. Well, of course, we all believe in free speech, and it may be constitutional, but that doesn't make it right. It is wrong for Time Warner Corporation to do what it's doing. It is wrong for a company to profit by promoting an outrageous record that suggests it's okay to kill cops. Now, Time Warner is sending disc jockeys copies of this album, which is called Body Count, in little vinyl body bags. That is sick. That is wrong. Friends, this is not just a matter of creative freedom, as Time Warner wants you to believe. This is simply bad judgment and poor taste. And we as citizens have every constitutional right to tell Time Warner they are wrong. The problem is that these records have an impact on our streets. Time Warner's executives should have been with me in San Diego 3 weeks ago when I spoke before the National Sheriff's Association. They could have met, and should have met, Michael Severson, a sheriff's deputy left paralyzed by a criminal who tried to kill him. I met with a family that I met with who lost a loved one who was killed in the line of duty. Time Warner may refuse to understand what they are doing, but most Americans do. And that's why we're here today. Because we also understand that by fighting against these negative forces, by standing up for things like corporate responsibility, simple decency, and basic values, we can and we will win back the America we know and love. And that is where DARE comes in. By teaching children how to recognize and resist peer pressure, by informing them about positive alternatives to drug use, by building their self-esteem. Yes, DARE reinforces the importance of family values. And you never forget that strong families produce decent, responsible citizens. Strong families make better neighborhoods and better communities. And strong families are the key to the victory in the war over drugs. So today I want to commend you, all of you, officers, teachers, students, and all the family members who are here. You represent one of our best and brightest hopes for America's future. Yours is a mission to help restore the values that have served America so well for over 200 years. And I want you to know that the President and I are with you in this fight. Together, we can and we will win. And together, we will keep America great. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your patriotism. Thank you for your commitment to values. And thank you for standing up for what makes this country great. Thank you very much, and God bless each and every one of you.